Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I am excited about the show today because I truly, truly love this awesome, awesome topic that we have right now. And I just want to welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show. If this is your first time ever listening to the show, well, we hope you enjoy and that you learn something here. And I just realized that April, yes, last month, we celebrated 2 years of being on Blog Talk Radio with the Coach Lalisa Show. So we actually ran the very first Coach Lalisa Show early on in April of 2008, and you can actually go back and listen to some of the archives. I mean, some of the shows I went back and I listened to, looked at some of the archives from the past shows, and I find that during that time period, we had over 300 downloads, people that would go back and listen to the show. So we were on a good roll, we were rolling, and then for a while I wasn't doing the show. Kind of was busy doing some other things, finishing up my book and working on projects and helping other people. But we're so glad to be back, and we're going to be bringing you these very interesting topics that are going to help you also either in your coaching practice or help you get to the goals and the dreams and the desires that you want out of life, because we will be delivering topics that will help you reach the higher, higher levels of living that you so desire and want to reach. Well, I also want to let you know that because of last month, April 2010, being our second year anniversary, I said, you know what, I want to do something for the people that listen to the show. So what I want to do, if you go on and email me at info@lilisajwilliams.com. That's info@lilisajwilliams.com. And you reference the Coach Lalisa Show, you will get a 1 hour complimentary coaching session by me over the phone. It will definitely be a telecoaching. So you will get to find out just how the benefits of coaching will absolutely work for you. You will get to see and experience firsthand what I experience every single day, the power of coaching. Well, welcome again to the Coach Lalisa Show. This is Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, and after being on for 2 years, you know, to keep something up like this for 2 years, that's really saying something. So, but we are very happy to be able to come to you. And we were coming to you once a week. But this year, after 2 years, this month, we have moved to a daily format. We, prior to that, had a weekly format. But the game has stepped up. We're offering coaching, offering this program each and every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. to empower you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to encourage you, to support you in what it is that you want to do. Personal success, professional success. We want to coach you in your relationships. We want to coach you in the various kind of relationships that you have. Well, again, I'm Lalisa J. Williams. I'm your coach. I have been coaching now for, just to give you a little background, I've been coaching now for somewhere between, officially, for about 6 years, but I have been acting as a coach for about 20 years, ever since I began to take my first job here in New Jersey. I began to work with people, you know, listening to them, finding out what their desires were, where their heart was, who they really wanted to be, and then I would just inspire them and encourage them to achieve that. And so I was doing coaching before I even knew what coaching was. And for many of you, you know that coaching is pretty new. And because coaching is new, I decided to dedicate the show today to new coaches. So for those individuals who want to know how to develop a successful coaching practice, I decided to develop the show today. And the topic of the show today, the art of coaching, 8 steps to developing a successful coaching practice. So for those of you who actually want to, if you want to set up a coaching practice, you definitely want to, first of all, you want to go to someone who is already doing it. You want to go somewhere where a person already has that practice set up. So that's why I'm doing the show. I want to help you. I've done the research. I have a coaching practice. I have clients, and I work with these clients. Some of them, I work with them a few days a week. Some, I work with them a little bit more. Some clients, you know, a little bit less. But every client is unique. So in setting up the coaching practice, I will absolutely help you set up your coaching practice and show you what it is that you need to do in order to become a coach. Now, you may be a life coach. You could be a Christian coach, an executive coach. You may be a coach that just a basic career. You may be a career coach. So there's so many different areas of coaching that you can just basically find your niche, and you can just focus on that. Now, there are coaching is still new, pretty new. It has been around for a while, maybe about 30 or 40 years, but mostly in the corporate and executive settings outside of coaching that we know of in the sports. I mean, there's been coaching in sports for years and years. And there's been a lot of executive coaching. Then over the years, we've heard the term mentoring, coaching, mentoring. But now coaching is really picking up, and it's spreading like wildfire. So this would be a great time to get in something on the ground floor, get into a field that is new and emerging, and actually emerging quite well and doing quite well. Because what happens is people are finding out that they would like to have a coach, that they want to have, you know, people, you know, they want to, well, if I can have someone to support me, you know, if I can have someone who is going to help me achieve my deepest dreams, you know, somebody who's going to help me really, you know, figure out who I really am, what I really want to be, what's really important to me, and you know, a person that can help me, you know, kind of decide, you know, what is possible for me to do. You know, with a coach, you don't have to go around in circles for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. With a coach, you can be on point, on target, and you can achieve those targets month after month, year after year, decade after decade, and really, truly, truly live your best possible life, a full life. I mean, it's nice and wonderful to pick up a book. My book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. It is a wonderful coaching tool, but it's not the be-all and end-all. Yes, you're going to read the book. You're going to work through the exercises in the book, and at the same time, you're going to still want that person that is going to be there to help you emotionally figure out what it is that you want to do and help you move into that direction. So let's talk about these 8 I talked about the art of coaching. That's what I have today to share with you. And there's 8 steps to developing a great coaching practice. So let's look at the very first step that you want to do. First, you want to come up with, you know, a purpose. What is your purpose for coaching? You know, develop your purpose, write it down. That is the first step to having very, very successful coaching practice. You want to start with a purpose, because what happens a lot of times, if you don't get your purpose, as the months go on and the year and, you know, a couple of years goes by, and so many things can happen to us, and without that purpose to keep us on point, then we tend to maybe fall away. You know, we want to give up because we haven't gotten that purpose established up front. So you want to establish it, and then you also want to write it down. Write it down so you don't forget it. You know, typically, you know, we coaches and other business consultants and professionals, writers, we always tell people to write things down. Why? Well, the number one reason is that you don't forget it. Think about how many times you've forgotten something that you didn't write it down. You know, you go to the grocery store and you get there and you're like, and then you get home and you realize, oh, I forgot something. And so I ask people now, well, did you write it down? And so we take that for granted, but writing down allows you, you know, you have so many thoughts that you're bombarded with in any given moment. And so let alone imagine a whole day going by. And so if you don't write things down, you will absolutely forget. So write your purpose down. Once you have your purpose, now the next step that you're going to do is you're going to go out and find a qualified mentor. So what you're going to do is you're going to go find another coach. You're going to find a coach. You know, every great coach has a coach. And, I mean, that's just like if I wanted to go and open a restaurant, I wouldn't just go do that sight unseen. I would probably go and work in another restaurant first, work up under that leader, study how that person runs their restaurant, study all the particulars of a restaurant, and then I would go open my own restaurant. Well, same thing with your coaching practice. You're going to go find a person that is already coaching, and you are going to study up under that person. So that's the second step, is that you're going to find a qualified mentor coach. The next thing you're going to do is, with the coach that you have discovered, and there are so many out there, you can go to the internet and find them. You may be, you never know, you may find somebody right in your own community. Check out the local networking, business-type networking opportunities. You have the Chamber of Commerce. You have other very powerful organizations and associations right in your community, your town, or your city that you can connect with. There are coaching associations out there. There's the Coach International Coaching Federation. And some of these places may charge you. You know, there will be a fee of some sort, but you can keep searching until you find the right fee for what you are able to afford. So, number one, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to establish that purpose. You're going to write it down. Number two, you're going to find that qualified mentor coach. And number three, you're going to come up with a plan. What is going to be your plan of action? Are you going to target, you know, what group of the market are you going to target, and what's your plan for reaching that group of people? How are you going to go about doing this? Are you going to do it part time? Is it going to be full time? Are you going to do group sessions? You're going to stick with personal one on one? Are you going to do more coaching that's in house? Do you want to target corporations? How do you plan to proceed with your coaching practice? You want to have that also in writing. It doesn't have to be an elaborate 40-page document, but you at least want to have something written down, again, so that you don't forget. So as time goes on, you get bombarded with life and other things, you will have a blueprint, so to speak, of what it is that you want to do and where you're headed, so that you can stay on target, stay on point. I mean, if you notice, you ever watch sports, you see they have their playbook. They already know exactly what plays and what they do in this playbook. They anticipate the play of the other person. Why? Because they've studied the other teams. And then when they go out on the floor or when they go out on the field, they're able to execute according to their plan. And even if their plan does not go exactly the way they want it, they always come somewhere close. And so that's how you want to look at it. And then you can readjust. You'll see them huddle so that they can also readjust their plan. So that is absolutely step number three. Step number four is the actual marketing of your practice. Begin to get the word out there. Find out what marketing will work best for the group that you have targeted. Some groups work better with flyers. Some work better with brochures. Some work better with videos, DVDs, CDs, newsletters. Some groups work better with mouth-to-mouth, face-to-face. Rather, some groups work better with the internet marketing. So there's the newspaper, there's the internet, there's TV. There's 50 million 11 ways to market, to get your product out there. Now, find out as you're marketing, you also want to find out what media outlet that you're going to contact. What media outlet will you contact? Okay? And then where are we at now? We're on number four. So we're on number five. Yep, we should be on number five now. Right, number one was find a qualified mentor. Number two, develop your purpose. Number three, write your plan. They say write the vision, make it plain. Number four, market. Market, market, market. We cannot say that enough. That is the essential, most important thing, because who are you going to be talking to? So you want to be able to market to them. You want to be able to get the word out to who you're dealing with. Now, number five, in addition to being mentor, you also want to be trained. You also want to be trained. So in this training, you can go to, there are qualified coaching organizations out there. There are a ton of coaching schools. All of them have their fees set. But you can also come and be trained through my organization that I'm a part of, and you can go to my website to find out about that organization and go to my coaching page. But you can go to my website, LalisaJWilliams.com, and you can find out about coaching, and you can sign up, and you can be trained on being a coach. And the beautiful thing about working with my company, we help you set up your coaching practice, and it shouldn't take that long. A coaching practice can be established, and we can certainly get you going in my coaching practice anywhere from one day all the way up to, it may take you a year to get established. But nonetheless, you can get established, and you can have a very, very successful coaching practice right away. And I would love to work with you. You can visit my coaching website. It's mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. So, definitely check it out, and you will be amazed at how quickly you can get started in the coaching business. And I'm going to give you my email address in just a second, so you can also connect with me through email. Now, after you have done these things, so number one, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to find that qualified mentor, the qualified mentor coach that you can work with. And this person is someone that should have some experience, should already have a client base, have already dealt with clients that can be able to help you, a person that's already has a business. The second thing, you're going to develop your purpose. What is your purpose? What is it that you're trying to do? What is the reason that you're doing this? That's what I mean by purpose. When it comes to coaching is a very And, you know, it's a highly professional business, but at the same time, it is also one where you want to know why you're in it, because, you know, as a coach, you're directing someone, you're giving so much of yourself. So you definitely want to make sure that you really, you know, are doing it for the right reason. So you want to have your purpose, your plan. We talked about the marketing, and then what outlet of the media you're going to use. Talked about number five is getting trained. And like I said, you can come to my company, and we will get you trained and get you set up, and you will be able to have a very established business. You can email me at info@mylifecompass. I'm going to give you that email address in just a minute. Trying to get it. It's a little... Okay, I'm getting there. It's all, I'm almost getting there. Trying to find my business card. I know it was right there. But I'll get you that in there. Don't go away. Just stand by. I will get you. Oh, there it is. Yes, the email address is, you can email me at CoachLilisa@MyLifeCompassRep.com. So that's CoachLilisa@MyLifeCompassRep.com. So yeah, go ahead on and email me, and we can talk about getting you trained to be a coach and getting your coaching practice set up. It's a lot of fun. I absolutely love what I do. It is the best. So if you're a coach, you will love it too. Now, that's number five. Number six, you want to be connected to a system of success. So again, signing up with working with me and working with the company that I work with, we already have a system, a proven success record, strategies. You will not have to worry about anything. All you need to bring to the table is your purpose, your plan, and we can help you with all of those, even your marketing strategy. We're going to train you. We're going to teach you a system. You're going to connect with that system. And then what you're going to do from there, step number, now this is the last, step number seven, is we're going to, in a successful coaching practice, you've got to always remember, you've got to focus on your client's success and not just your coaching ability. So as you're setting up your coaching practice, I want you to always be thinking, I mean, you need to be thinking about this from day one. You're thinking about the success of the client. How can you help them achieve their goal, achieve their dreams, become who they really want to become, overcome whatever they want to overcome. You want to help them reach their deepest, deepest desires. What do they want to be? Who do they want to be? That's what you really want to focus on. And number eight, and last but not least, in setting up your coaching practice, you have to decide that you want to attract clients that you want to work with. So start looking at, what clients do you want to work with? What kind of clients you want to work with, so that you can begin to attract them, start attracting them now, build up a database, collect their email addresses, a way to contact them, so that when your coaching practices all come together and you're ready to rock and roll, you're ready to get it out there, it is done. It is finished. Well, it has been so, so great to be able to share with you the art of coaching and eight steps to developing a successful coaching practice. You know, I don't want to get caught up into those organizations that tell you, you know, you can get rich overnight, because I haven't done that yet. So I can't co-sign on that. But what I can assure you is that if you do what you love, if you do what you love, the money will come. That is a guarantee from Coach Lilisa. It will happen. I know it will happen. It's happened for me. Oh, my goodness. And I'm telling you, it is the best life that you could live when you're doing what you love, when you wake up every day. And, yes, some days you may have an ache or a pain here. Some days you may have a sad heart here. Maybe something happened, some tragedy. But, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, when you're doing what you love, when you're in the field that you love to be in, when you're working with the people that you love to work with, I cannot explain the joy, the power, the success that comes from it. And the very fact that I get paid to do it is just an added benefit. You know, that's what I tell my clients that I coach career-wise, when people are looking for a career, when they're just in deciding what career. You know, I always remind them, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And so I tell people, don't just go after a job, go after your passion. Don't just go after a job. And so many people do that, you know, they're taught to go to high school, go to college, get a job, be happy. No, no, no. You have to go to school, discover your passion, get a college degree in your passion, then get a job, and then you're going to be happy. But it's not going to happen the other way around. So a lot of people end up in their 30s and 40s unhappy and then having to start back over of discovering their passion, which now it could be a little harder because it's buried under a lot of years of living a lie, so to speak, or living not your true self, basically. You're living according to somebody else's goals and dreams. And then they have to realize that, wow, this is not even what I wanted. It's not even who I wanted to be. And sometimes they have too much invested into this other person that they don't want to give that up. And then they become just very miserable and bitter, and they tend to make everybody around them miserable and bitter. So needless to say, I want to avoid all that. That's why I'm a coach. That's why I love what I do, because, you know, I want to help people avoid that. And I want to help you, and I hope the show has been a help today. If you are listening to the show for your very first time, please, all month long, I'm going to be giving away free coaching, 1 hour of free coaching. But you have to email me at coachlalisa@mylifecompass.com. So email me to get your hour of free coaching. Look forward to it. Can't wait. Hope you have an awesome, awesome, powerful day. Go out and discover who you are, what you want to do, what you want to be, and be it. Well, this has been Coach Lalisa. See you next time. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. We're going to be here tomorrow. And tomorrow we are going to be on the show, and we are going to be talking tomorrow, the show. I'm going to tell you in 1 second what that show is all about. And tomorrow our show, we're coming up on it right here in 1 second. And that is just the archive, so that's not going to tell me. Let me get to the shows, and I will tell you in 1 second what the show tomorrow is going to be about. Tune in and find out what the show is. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. Now you can tune in each and every day at 8 o'clock. Go tell a friend. Go tell a family member. Go tell somebody you know that this woman is on and she is helping us, and I want to help you. So tomorrow we're going to be talking about the secret to finding your dream job. There you go. The secret to finding your dream job right here tomorrow on the Coach Lalisa Show. Take care and have a blessed day.